but I am afraid that it will be difficult to find him. Then I must look for him alone. I will not rest until I find the monster. I will spend the rest of my life looking for him. You cannot understand my feelings. I created this monster, and he still exists. I must destroy him. My face was red with anger while I spoke. The judge looked at me. He thought that I was crazy. So he spoke to me kindly, like a nurse to a child. I became angrier and ran from his office. I decided to leave Geneva. When I was happy, it was a beautiful place. But now I hated it. I took some money and left. I had to look for the monster. William, Elizabeth, and my father were dead, but I was still alive. I had to continue living to destroy the monster. He knew where I was, but I did not know where he was. One night I heard him. I was outside in the woods when I heard a cruel laugh. He spoke to me. "I am happy, Frankenstein. You are still alive, so I am happy." I moved towards the sound of his voice, but he disappeared into the dark shadows. So this is my story. For many months, I have followed the monster. I have been all over Europe. He knows that I am following him, but I can never catch him. Sometimes he leaves me messages. He writes on stone or on the side of a tree. His messages are cruel. "Follow me,"